Greetings and welcome back to Journey to Your Higher Self. I'm your host, Krista Melville. And guys, I am so happy to be back. I've been on a hiatus. I've relocated. There's so many things going on with me right now because I'm on a journey, as you are. You know, my children are older. They're now young adults. They're working. You know, they're going on interviews, you know, they're having different experiences, you know, they're realizing, hey, I'm an adult, you know, I'm older, I'm not a child anymore, you know, I have to take my life into my own hands. I have to be responsible, I have to pay bills, I have to pay taxes. You know, so it is a wild time, it is a good time, it is a time of transition, it is a time that had to happen. And I must say that on this journey of parenting, I've really enjoyed it. It's been very stressful, though, because I am a single mom. However, I have God on my side. I am a believer. God has been with me through every situation, through every battle, and I have overcome. I've overcome by faith. I've overcome by, you know, just learning how to be patient, how to exercise patience. I've had to distance myself from certain situations, relationships, just to have clarity. And I think that is so important on a journey. You know, when the Lord said, you know, to not salute anyone along the way when he sent out his disciples, I understand what that means. You know, you have to sometimes back away from different situations that don't need your time at the moment. And not always do people understand that. Most people are offended or upset. They don't get it. But I think if you are a believer, if you have understanding, if you have empathy, if you have care and compassion, you should understand. Even if you do it in the best way, some people are never going to be happy. But hey, that's life. You have to realize this is your calling. This is your mantle. This is your responsibility. And you have to step up. You just have to step up. So that's what I've been doing. I've still been trying to do things. I have been working in God's kingdom in spite of. And this is a work in itself. You know, some people think that being a parent isn't a calling or ministry or work. It is, because I firmly believe that parenting or childbearing, it should be a purposeful journey. It should be one that you are ready and able to be on. Okay, and it doesn't mean you have all the answers. It doesn't mean that you know everything. It just means that you're committed to finding out. You're committed to staying the course. And by the grace of God, I've done that. And it came along with sacrifices. You know, I chose to do this alone without a mate. Because guess what? Most people didn't understand that I have children, that I have to spend time doing this. And it's such a, you know, it is a demanding position. It requires your eyes, your ears, all of your faculties. So I had to actually sacrifice my own life and lay it down, really, because most men don't understand. They want you 100% of the time. And I think that that's unfair because, hey, I'm a package deal. And if you have children yourself, I mean, where's your time? What are you doing? And I think if we have understanding, we can come together more to help each other. But that's not the case. Well, I guess I attracted the wrong man, right? And sometimes, you know, you do have people that are, you know, that are worthy of your time. However, you just have to make that call. So I've done that, and I have no regrets because it gave me time to replenish my own life, because I gave so much to people who weren't worthy of my time that it drained me. So I had a chance to fill back up my tank. So I'm no longer on E or on half. I'm on full. Even though everything I need, actually all of my needs are met, but everything that I want may not be in place. But hey, I'm thankful. I am content. And that's what's important on this journey to your higher self. So having said all of that, this new series that we're embarking on is called the Purposeful Union Series. And this series, on this series, we would encounter the thoughts, emotions, and will of male and female. Because in order to have a purposeful union, all of these things have to be noted. We need to hear from the man. We need to hear from the woman, you know, because guess what? We need to be eligible. We need to become eligible to be in a purposeful union. Oftentimes, people just get up and say, okay, yeah, I want to have sex. I want to have a boyfriend, or I want to be married. But they don't understand the magnitude of this decision. And we need to be union eligible. If we're not union eligible, we're a commoner. Meaning, it's not a condescending term. It's just a term that says that you're out here waiting. You're a person in waiting then. Let's use that. You're a person in waiting. So when you move through the process from the person in waiting to someone who is now realizing, hey, I am preparing myself for a purposeful union, you now become a person of interest. And then once you go through that process, you are now ready to become a union eligible participant in a purposeful union. So in this series, we're going to be talking to men. We're going to be hearing from men, rather, or the man's side. And we're going to hear from the woman's side. So the first few weeks of this series, we're going to be listening to what the men have to say. We're going to be hearing the man's thoughts. Okay, and then after we will switch to the woman. How does she think and why? And at the beginning of this series with the men, we're going to expose the number one reason why a man is often disqualified in a relationship. And I will reveal that on the next broadcast. But for the purposes of just, you know, coming back out to you, I just want to say that, listen, we are all intended to be in a purposeful union, regardless of what kind it is. It could be, you know, and of course, it begins with a marriage. It begins with a family, a home, because we produce children to go out in the world to be productive. So having said that, you have many types of purposeful unions. You have a man and a woman, husband and a wife. You have an employee and employer. You have, you know, parent and child. You have a teacher and child. You know, these things are aligned. These things are lined up. You know, we make decisions. Where do you send your child to school? Who do you marry? Who do you choose to have children with? These are all very important decisions. And I think that every person needs to be qualified. You don't just send your child to any school, do you? You don't just do things randomly, because they have an effect on your life. They have an effect on your relationship. So we need to do everything purposeful. And that is the main ingredient to being on the journey to your higher self, is that we do things with purpose. When we become purposeful beings, this journey goes to a whole nother level. This is when we begin to really rise higher and higher and higher. So remember, each day that we live, breathe, and think and act, we are moving towards something. What it is, most people don't know what they're moving to. And that's the problem. Because when you move with purpose, you know what you're moving towards. You're expecting something in return. You're expecting a blessing. You're expecting a promotion. But when you're doing things without a purpose, you're just there. You're just doing things. You either dictated or you're just hanging around. And that's why many people feel stuck. And we're stuck because we don't choose purposeful things. We don't choose purposeful people to enter into a relationship with. You know, you choose the wrong spouse. You have children with the wrong people. You're stuck. You're now in a toxic relationship. And that sucks. You know, that is no good. That is no bueno. That is no good. And that is why the world is so chaotic. We're with the wrong people. We're not getting the right type of encouragement, teachings, support. You know, people are literally dying because of lack of support. Lack of financial support, spiritual support, emotional support, and the like. So, you know, there are things that we want and there are things that we need. And in this society, we're seeing a society filled with people who are more focused on things that they want as opposed to things that they need. You know, people want to be rich. They want to have X amount of money so they don't have to worry about X, Y, Z. But at the end of the day, there will always be worries of some kind. And that is because we don't prioritize. You know, we are not content with the little that we have. You know, God is a wise God. He's not going to just give you things because you ask for it. He wants to make sure that you can handle it. And oftentimes you say, okay, hey, but how come this person gets this money and they have to be so rich? But when you peel back the curtains, their life is so chaotic. And eventually we will see openly that they end up losing all that they have because they weren't qualified. You know, not because, or just because someone asks for something and they get it, that doesn't mean it's for them. It doesn't mean it stays with them. So this whole series is going to be so magnetic. It's going to be explosive. I want you to tune in. I want you to share with your friends, your family, your coworkers, your leaders. It's going to be explosive because we're starting at the root of all things. We're starting at the root of evil. And it began with a man and a woman. So we're going to hear from the male side and the female side. We're going to hear their thoughts. You know, we're going to sift through their emotions. And we're going to, together, we're going to figure out how to be union eligible. So many of you are in relationships right now or contemplating them. And I need you to listen carefully. I don't need you to make a rash or a hasty judgment. You know, you have to be very careful. But you also need to be honest about the relationships you're in. A lot of the times you're in relationships that are sucking you. They're sucking your very life. And yes, some of us have added children to the mix, which makes it very hard to depart. So you really can't depart in a sense, but you can learn to live amicably. You can learn to hopefully, you know, be friends and still be honest and cordial. But if a relationship is toxic to the point where you can't see one another, speak to one another, it's abusive, you're arguing in front of the children, it's not a healthy relationship, then I suggest that you leave. But do so with dignity. You know, be honest, just be honest. You know, and do so with grace. You know, you don't have to yell and scream and kick and call names and be dirty and nasty. Just be, it is what it is. This was a wrong decision we made, but we have a child. We thought we were in love. We really weren't. We were basing it on emotion, on really sexual tension and, you know, sexual feeling. We needed sexual healing instead of a spiritual healing. So we ended up with a child because when you have sexual intercourse, you produce a child. Another thing that we have to acknowledge is this. When we have children out of duty or out of the impulse just to have sex, that's a child of duty. You know, that's not a good situation versus having a child born out of love. Out of love for the person, you know, you respect this person. You know, you honor them, you know, regardless of their faults or traits. You see with spiritual eyes what they mean to you, and you honor that person, and you're willing to grow. You're willing to shed off those bad thoughts, you know, those inclinations that you have, and just come in sync with that person. Be honest. And this will morph into a beautiful relationship that can have longevity through the years because we change. Our outer appearances will change, but the love that you have will stay the same. So this is a purposeful union. And when you produce a child from this union, this child will be blessed. This child will be bred and ready for kingdom living. It will be ready for life. You know, it will have everything it needs. And many children we see in society, they weren't given that because we got them. We went on our own, of our own free will, and had children and didn't think about the consequences of or the life that we're going to offer them. So I know this is a lot of deep stuff, but it's stuff that needs to be said. It's stuff that needs to be thought about and really prayed about, because we've done our, some of us have done our children such an injustice in life, and we can't come back from it. We could only love them and offer them the resources and just tell them the truth about what happened and let them understand why we did what we did, but we love them. And I think when both parties can come together and at least agree on that, I think that's a foundation for good parenting. So having said that, I just wanted to introduce this series in detail with you. And I hope that you join me on the beginning of the Purpose for Union series, where we are talking about becoming union eligible. And we are exposing the thoughts and emotions and realizations of men and women. So we're going to first address the he notes. Okay, these are the notations of the male dominance, the male thought process. So we're going to first, as it was in the beginning, Adam came first, the male is first. So we're going to start with the man, because the man sets the tone of any relationship. Okay, and the woman is his equal, but the man came first. So we have to address him first. He deserves his respect, and we will give him that. And I think that's also is lacking in society today. So on the next broadcast, we will kick off the Purpose for Union series, where we will be bringing you he notes and qualifying men for purposeful unions. They will become union eligible. After this series, the based on our objectives and our and the real mission of this series, we want more men to become union eligible. We want men to become prepared for a real lifelong relationship, one where children can be bred in love and both parties will be on full throttle. They will be functioning within their full power. And it doesn't mean that there wouldn't be issues that will come up, but the mere fact that you have this solid foundation, you will be able to handle every and any obstacle, and you will overcome everyone, and you will soar and continue on the journey to your higher self. So thank you so much for listening today, and I hope to see you on the next broadcast. Thank you, and remember to share. You can also find me on my social media pages, on my website, crystalemelva.com, on my social media pages, at Higher Self Coach, or The Higher Self Coach, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. I will also be posting the times when the broadcast will be coming on, and I will be also posting links to the broadcast as well. So thank you so much for tuning in to this sneak peek of the Purpose for Union series presented by Journey to Your Higher Self. Thanks for listening today. I'm your host, Crystal Melville. Bye now.